You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is the Gym Class here at KGYM on this Friday edition of the show, a sunny Friday, February the 17th. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener out there, the most important component of the equation. We do appreciate you tuning in each and every day. We are presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Good show coming up for you today. John Bonenkamp is going to be joining us, and we will talk about last night's Hawkeye victory as Iowa tops Ohio State in Big Ten play. We'll look at Iowa Northwestern, talk a lot of things about college basketball. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll take a look at the weekend in sports. Also, talk a little bit about the happenings at Pacific Palisades, California, earlier on today as Tiger Woods tries to make the weekend at the Genesis Invitational. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well, same digits. Again, that is 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids in Iowa City. It's 106.3 FM with KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. As Mark joins me here in studio on a Friday afternoon edition of the show. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone out there. Isaac, how you doing, bud?
Thumbs up.
Ready for a big weekend between college hoops and Daytona and whatnot. But quick salute to the snowplow, snow removers. Man, it's great out there.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It was last night, too, coming back from Iowa City for the game. Going down pretty good. A little bit more snow on the roadway toward North Liberty because Iowa City got inundated by snow yesterday. But on the way back, perfect. Absolutely couldn't even tell. It was dry pavement for the most part. So a salute to all of our great snowplow drivers.
Appreciate you.
No doubt. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on a Friday here on KGYM. And let's start off with what happened last night in Iowa City as the Iowa men's basketball team. Little shaky early, I guess is the best way to put it. But the last 3 minutes of the first half and the first 5 minutes of the second half, and that set the tone for things. Iowa took a big lead, hit some threes at that point, played some very good defense, and had no problem with Ohio State. It ended up a 17-point game at 92-75, but Iowa led by 28 with about, oh gosh, 5.5 minutes to go in that game. And who knows, maybe that's the last time we see Chris Holtmann as the coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I hope not, because I think he's a good coach. Key is injured. He re-injured that shoulder again last night inside. Sensabaugh is terrific. I thought Likely would be a little bit better for Ohio State. They're just not clicking for some reason on all cylinders right now for the Buckeyes. And I just can't pinpoint it, because this is a team that's got talent on it that was expected to be upper echelon of the Big Ten this year, and they're not going to make a tournament.
No, but as far as Holtmann goes, he's led Ohio State to the NCAA tournament each and every year he's been there, except for this year.
Unless they win the Big Ten tournament.
Unless they win the Big Ten tournament. There is that out there. But first of all, you were there.
Correct.
The crowd. That was our poll question yesterday. Over, under 10,000 people.
Well, it wasn't going to be 10. It wasn't going to be 10.
How many students took up the offer?
Not very many. I level with you. There weren't a whole lot more than there usually are. for a basketball game. May have been a little less, as a matter of fact.
Well, you think about it, free tickets and a free burrito, whatever it may be, and, you know, you're asking students to jump in a vehicle of some kind.
Well,
in
or
that
walk.
Kind of weather.
Or walk.
Come on, Scott.
Who walks anymore? Come on.
Did you walk from the Wigan Pen?
Yes, from an establishment. Down in that direction, yes. I'm not giving any free plugs.
Okay, all right. No, it was a really solid performance, and Connor McCaffrey getting a lot of accolades today, as he should. Man, 13 assists, no turnovers, and he is really, I don't know, this is overused, but a glue guy. He really is.
Yeah.
Look when, in the second half, when he and Chris Murray were on the bench, and for 90 seconds, Iowa looked horrible.
Oh, boy.
And they were quickly back in the game and quickly put things in the books. But five players in double figures, led by Tony Perkins again with 24. He likes that mid-range jumper.
They did a couple threes last night in the game, though.
Sean McNeil was a problem for Ohio State. He had 20-some points. Sensabaugh had a kind of a pedestrian game with 16. By and large, just an overall solid performance.
It was. To answer your first question, it was probably about a little less than half full. I'd say you're looking at 7K last night. But it was a loud 7K last night. I mean, if you're going to go to the game in that situation, you are going to cheer. And you're going to show your appreciation for the team. So I think that was clear last night as far as the folks that were in attendance at the game. Connor McCaffrey was terrific. And you mentioned Sensabaugh, and text coming in 11:56 saying they'd rather it was the last time that Sensabaugh was at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I think that's probably going to be the case. I don't see him not entering the NBA draft next year. The very talented freshman for Ohio State, but Connor McCaffrey, I think, did a really solid job on him. Had the defensive assignment for most of the game and kept him in check. Iowa really did a good job turning Ohio State over last night. Connor McCaffrey was terrific. Not so much scoring. Yeah, he scored 7 points, but 13 assists and no turnovers in the game to go along with 6 rebounds and playing stellar defense, whether it was on Sensabaugh. He also went inside when Rabracha got into a little bit of foul trouble, had to pick up Zeb Key a little bit. Didn't really back down at all right there. Just a pretty good performance. Other than, yes, that 90-second spurt where some of the second-teamers came in and Fran was not very happy. You could there weren't enough people there. You could not hear Fran's wrath. 319-366-1600. Do you think Connor could play in the NBA? Asks 3349.
No,
but he's a darn good college sixth-year senior. 8186 says, Connor, my goodness. He was solid. He's not an NBA player, but you know what? He's a pretty good, pretty solid college player at this point.
Yeah, now in his sixth year and gave up baseball and got in basketball shape, whatever that means. But I think it's a different animal than being a baseball player. But 35 minutes for Connor McCaffrey, and he's a really good, heady defensive player and can guard multiple positions. He's a valuable guy. He's not going to make an all-conference team, probably.
He'll be honorable mention. Honorable mention, I think they might throw him that bone right there. Chris Murray, you know, that was the quietest 20 you're ever going to see from anyone last night. But it was a 20-point performance nonetheless. Tony Perkins was terrific, like you said. He was solid. I was basically down to a 7-man rotation I mean, Josh Dix will come in anywhere between 3 and 10 minutes, depending on fouls, et cetera, et cetera. Got to see DeSonte Bowen for about 2 minutes last night. He's with the rotation being reduced a little bit. His playing time has gone down. But it's basically, unless there's foul trouble, or unless you're going up against a Zach Edey or something special like that, it's basically Patrick McCaffrey and Peyton Sanford coming off the bench, and that's it for the Hawkeyes.
It has been. Dix only played 4.5 minutes, Bowen less than a minute. And, you know, whether this continues going forward, I don't know. Ogundele is available. A lot depends on matchups.
And Ulis was good last night, too.
Ulis was good. Ulis and Perkins and McCaffrey are going to have to be awfully good on Sunday, late afternoon at Northwestern. We know it. With Purdue getting beat by Maryland, Northwestern's one game out of the lead in the Big Ten. Things, and on a roll.
Things you never thought you would say on February 17th of any year.
That's a tough game for Iowa.
It is. Northwestern now in the loss column, one game behind the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue 12-4, Northwestern 10-5. Purdue looks human now. Maryland, that last 10 minutes of the game last night where Maryland beat Purdue in College Park. The Purdue, we mentioned it before when Iowa played Purdue. Those Purdue guards are young.
If they don't play good, that's a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just looks to me like they are getting a little bit worn down and a little tired at this point. Kevin Lehman, the coach, we talked with yesterday in our Off the Glass segment. If you missed that, you can go back and pick that up on our podcast, KGYMRadio.com, or Apple or Spotify. We talked about that, and he mentioned the fact that a lot of times freshmen at this point of the year hit that wall. And maybe that's happening with Purdue a little bit. Not that it's not hard to go on the road and, you know, come away with victories. It's not easy. It is not easy, but it's a log jam.
Who would you favor in the Big Ten right now?
I still favor Purdue.
Would you?
I still favor Purdue because they have Zach Edey.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's coming, though. Hoosiers are coming. Maryland is suddenly 9-6, along with Iowa and Indiana. In that three-way tie for third at this point. Still very, very bunched as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And there's not an easy game. You mentioned Iowa Northwestern coming up on Sunday, 5:30?
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely time for a game. Mm-hmm. 5:30 on a Sunday evening. I can't beat that.
It's going to be a big Sunday. I mean, you've got Daytona going on. You've got Iowa, Oklahoma State wrestling at 3:30, and then Iowa Northwestern at 5:30. Clear your calendar Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll get to the Great American Race coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Ryan in Walford. Connor assist to turnover ratio has been near the top in the country for multiple years. He is number one this year. By the way, there's something to be said for a guy who can run an offense without making mistakes. We will miss him when he is gone. Thank you, Ryan. 6429 asking, is there any speculation that Connor might go into coaching? He has the basketball IQ for it and may have an in. I see Connor as a coach. I don't know if that's what he wants to do, but he's a coach out on the floor. I mean, he's Fran's right-hand guy talking to the officials. And he does it a lot. In a good way, a very respectful way. Doesn't get teed up or anything like that. Did it last night as well. But he's got all that coaching down. I think I can see Connor McCaffrey going into coaching. I don't know if that's the path he wants to choose, though.
I think he would have a terrific future as a coach, but that we don't know. I think his mother discouraged him from going in that direction at one time. But I think he would be really good at it.
Matt in Fairfax. Oh, Matt. He'd be okay with that nepotism in the Iowa coaching. Oh, Matt. Don't do that. Does not have to be in Iowa City. Fran's got a lot of coaching ties at other places and might not be a spot on the Iowa staff, even as a grad assistant or something like that. 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. We welcome you into a Friday edition. We will talk about last night's game with John Bonenkamp, the Swiss Army knife of folks that cover the Iowa Hawkeyes, at Al. We will talk with him coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get you an Emil Sideways scoreboard update for you also here in just a little bit. Let's go to our poll question mark, kgymradio.com, and it's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, they've been serving customers since 2003. They're Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company. Has to do with the early morning golf at Riviera.
Will Tiger Woods ever make the cut at a PGA Tour event again? Yes or no? Well, it actually could happen by the end of the day.
Could.
If you missed it, Tiger shot 74 today, is at plus one for the tournament, and the cut line right now at even, but trending towards plus one. So, we'll see by the end of the day.
Right now, you've got 67 golfers at even par or better, and a few of those have not even started their round as of yet. They are going to be just starting their rounds for the afternoon tee times. And you said how many? It's low 65, correct?
Low 65 is the cut, and we're going to have to wait a while to see if Tiger makes the cut in this event, but the poll question was not about this event. Will he ever make a cut again?
Now, there's also a loophole in there in a PGA event, because the Masters is not necessarily run by the PGA Tour. The U.S. Open is not run by the PGA Tour. PGA is not run by the PGA Tour. I get the drift. But, yes, he's going to make way. Here's the deal. And you and I have been talking about this for couple years, especially today. First appearance for Tiger in a tournament in 2023. And that is the fact that, is it now all about Tiger just making the cut? Because it's not basically Tiger going to be in contention. The Masters he won a handful of years ago before the auto accident, that's a different Tiger. That was a somewhat healthy Tiger. And a Tiger that did not have the problems with the ankles and with the lower legs and things like that. There's a reason why Tiger, every time he plays, gets that late afternoon Thursday, early Friday tee time. I think he'd be better off turning it around myself. But he wants to go out. He knows he's going to be at his best and strongest on that Thursday afternoon. So he's going to go out in the heat of the day, and he's going to have everything working in his favor because he knows he has to go out and shoot a good round on Thursday. Because the quick turnaround on Friday, especially at L.A., temperatures were in the high 40s when he teed off today. It's not good for his body. He's got to have everything clicking. Made a lot of par putts today, missed two early birdie putts. Made a lot of 5 to 10 footers for par today, but he just ran out of gas at the end of the round. And that's kind of the MO over the last couple of years when Tiger's been on the tour. Now, the other thing is, everyone just talking and talking and talking. I mean, it's like Tom Brady. Do you want to see Tom Brady stick around, say, okay, I'm going to come back, play for a team that's going to be 7 and 10? And then have nothing but Tom Brady talk all through the day. You don't get to see any other team. You don't get to see any other highlights. That's the aggravating part.
Scott, do you hate Tiger? Do you hate the coverage that he gets?
I hate the coverage he gets. I hate
followed closely by.
No, I just think it's so much overplay. I understand he's one of the three best that's ever played the game. No doubt about it. The guy is amazing. But right now, I mean, you've got John Rahm. He eagled one today. No idea, because we were talking about Tiger. Max Homa should be a guy that the PGA Tour champions right now. If you are on Twitter, give Max Homa a follow because he is hilarious. That's a guy that the PGA Tour should try to get his name out there more than, you know, what the average golf fan knows. That's a guy you want to put up on a pedestal, right? Young guy, going to win a major very, very soon. Won this event 2 years ago. Has won twice so far this year. Don't hear about him. There you go.
Well, and you get not only Rahm, but Colin Morikawa had a great round today, one of the great young players in the game today. And he's up there on the leaderboard. Rory McIlroy is lurking, but it is Tiger. And, you know.
And I get it. I get it.
I expect when he's in an event that he's going to get a tremendous amount of attention. He makes the cut in this event, and I guarantee you network coverage will lead off with what he did earlier in the day. He won't be in prime coverage.
No, he'll be teeing off early.
Yeah.
69-36, Tiger brings in the viewers, even if he isn't doing well. And it's all about the viewers. I get it. Just don't talk nonstop and show some other people.
Darren on the text line, we already get that with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Darren.
I saw a great tweet earlier. I don't remember who posted it, but said, you know what? When Rodgers emerges from the 4 days of darkness, he's going to see his shadow, and there'll be six more weeks of Aaron Rodgers talk.
Probably next week.
Packer fans not laughing.
No. Matt in Cedar Rapids, Tiger isn't the top three in today's game. Show me some others. I agree with you, Matt. That's what I want. Show me some others. You can show Tiger. Just don't show him walking up the fairway and then, you know, standing there pretending he's not limping when he is. And just show me some golf.
You thought he got a break today, which I didn't see.
What's that?
At the turn.
Yeah, he got to go into the clubhouse at the turn. And apparently made adjustments to his brace he wears and other things. Now, which, you know, as a tournament golfer, I can't remember any of us ever having the opportunity to do that. hey, if you're the man out there, you take advantage of it, right? You might get to visit the porta potty at the turn, but other than that, that's all you get to do. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Tiger does bring in the viewers. There's no doubt about that. He brings in the people on the golf course as well, and they sold a ton of tickets at Riviera for yesterday, today, and the weekend. And we'll see. We'll keep you updated if he's going to make the cut. It's kind of inching there, but it's going to be probably 75-25 that he misses it, is my guesstimation at this point. Going to need some help. Going to need some wind to blow, right?
Yeah, I need some Tiger luck.
If Jack and Tiger are two of the three greatest of all time, who's your third? Andy asks. Ooh. That's tough. Who's your third? Would you say Jack and Tiger are the top two of all time? I would.
No question.
I would.
I mean, Snead's in there. Arnie's in there.
Gary Player.
Byron Nelson's in there. Hogan. Flip a coin, I guess.
And maybe the third is still out playing right now that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Max Homa. Am I a Max Homa fan?
Yes, you are.
Apparently, I'm a Max Homa fan. How about Rahm? No, Rahm's got a great future in front. Thing is, right now, with as deep as these fields are, you're not going to see the amount of majors won that Tiger and Jack put together.
No.
You're just not going to see that now because these guys are, I mean, I sound like a PGA Tour PSA, but these guys are really good. From top to bottom. I mean, 130 in one tournament could win the next week. That's how these fields are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. I think it's great. 319-366-1600. Mark, I'm going to get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
Iowa baseball with its season opener underway right now against Indiana State in Florida. Right now, middle of sixth inning, it's tied 2-2. The Hawkeyes will play Quinnipiac Saturday and Sunday on that trip. We'll get to some state wrestling updates, but very noteworthy, world champion Ben Keeter out of Iowa City has spent all of 26 seconds on the mat in his first two matches. Pins in 14 and 12 seconds, respectively. He'll be in the semifinals tonight.
Will he go beyond 26 seconds?
He hasn't gone beyond 14. But Iowa's Keegan Murray in the Future Stars game tonight is part of NBA All-Star Weekend. And we'll have that game or games. They play a couple, three games. But those proceedings being broadcast on KGYM radio tonight.
Definitely. All-Star Weekend in the NBA, the Daytona 500 as well. It is it's a big weekend. Rising Stars, 8 o'clock tonight on all of our frequencies for the coverage. It all culminates with the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday. When is the next tournament Zach will participate in? Asks 6936. Honda's next week, I believe. This ends the West Coast swing. They go to Florida next week, I believe. And Zach is on and off with Honda over the years. So I'd have to check.
It'll be one of the Florida events.
Yeah, it'll be one of the Florida events. And he will be in the field right there. Speaking of Iowa baseball, 8699 asking, Iowa baseball is playing today, of course, thinking they had a guy who could be a high draft pick this year, not named Brody Brecht. Yes, Langenberg, the pitcher out of Urbandale, is the guy you're thinking of. So, Hawkeye baseball. You feel a little bit warmer when you have baseball going on, right? Spring training's underway. College baseball's underway. So, warmer weather.
Langenberg, the starter today for Iowa, he's out of the game in the sixth inning.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break and come back. John Bonacamp will join us. And a lot of things to discuss with John. We'll do it when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have plenty of sunshine at least today, but it is still going to be cold. Temperatures will be held to the low 20s this afternoon. Later on tonight, under clear skies, we drop down into the teens. And then tomorrow, we are going to have temperatures back above freezing. That's your latest weather first forecast.
There's a reason Hertin & Stocker Jewelers annual sale is famous. The savings are incredible, and it only happens once a year. The sale is Saturday and Monday only. And here's the kind of famous savings you'll get. Colored stone jewelry is up to 60% off, including a huge selection of colored stone rings. Diamond fashion jewelry is up to 50% off, including anniversary style and wedding bands. Also enjoy savings of 20% off sterling silver estate jewelry. Plus, save an additional 10% off all gold estate pieces, which are already priced to sell. You can see why these savings are only offered once a year. With an event this famous, shoppers are excited, and you don't want to miss out. So make sure you're at the famous annual sale, happening from 10 to 5 Saturday and Monday, only at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. While you're saving, say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Race to savings on your next plumbing project at Menards. Get hot water when you need it with Menards' selection of Richmond water heaters. Choose from a variety of tank, tankless, and heat pump options to make sure you have hot water when you need it. Richmond Water Heaters work hard behind the scenes so you can focus on what matters most. Race to savings today at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. It's no wonder Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com named Honda the 2022 Best Value Brand.
So get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer. Honda gets the Midwest.
Based on 2022 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back on The Gym Class, 3:35 here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, Isaac with you on the other side of the glass. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. NBA All-Star Activities coming up over the weekend. Big Iowa State game coming up tomorrow as well. Cyclones and the Wildcats of Kansas State from Bramlage. We'll have that for you right here on KGYM. They moved that time, by the way, of that Iowa State game. It was originally scheduled for later in the day. They have moved it up now. That one going off in the early afternoon. And we'll have that one for you coming up tomorrow. Iowa Northwestern on Sunday. And also the Great American Race coming up on Sunday. I say that because our next guest, John Bonenkamp, the Swiss Army knife of all writers here in the state of Iowa for Hawkeye Nation and iowacollegehoops.com, et cetera, a big racing fan as well. So I know you will be watching the Daytona 500, right, John? Whoop, let me do this. There we go. Great intro, and I screwed it up by not bringing you on the air, John. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I don't know what you said now.
I missed a shift at the start.
All right. And that'll put everybody away. That'll just hold up that inside line.
So yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. You'll be watching the 500.
Oh, you bet. I had the duels on last night on Press Row in Iowa City. So.
I see that. I saw the picture right there. Our friend Connor Daly got in, so I was happy.
That's right. That car was bouncing when it came out. But by God, somehow or another, he found his way into the field. So good for him. So.
Well, last night, I tell you what, first thing, and I know Fran talked about it, Connor talked about it after the game, that they acknowledged the fact that it was a decent crowd there last night for the snow. I mean, I thought maybe 6,000 or so. What'd you think about it?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I thought 8 o'clock game, as miserable as the weather was. I mean, just driving, I had stayed up there Wednesday night because I covered the women's game. And I was driving from my hotel, you know, late yesterday afternoon. I was like, man, I don't think anybody's going to be here tonight. And it was a nice crowd, and it was loud, you know. And so I think everybody really appreciated everybody who came out because it was such – I mean, the weather was just so bad. But, by God, they were out. So it was, and they had a lot of fun last night.
Seemed like a very solid performance for the Hawkeyes. Flipped that game in Columbus into a big win last night. Your main takeaways from the game last night?
I just think there was a lot better intensity. I mean, you think back to that Ohio State game. I mean, they were just flat that whole day and then just got blown out in the second half. And so I thought that was kind of an education for them, and I thought they took that lesson to heart last night. I mean, they were intense from the beginning of the game. Their defense wasn't very good. I mean, Ohio State was getting to the basket, but they were working hard on the offensive end and getting points and really trading punches with them there. And then had made that late run with the 4 3-pointers there in the last couple of minutes to take an 11-point halftime lead. And in that second half, they just dominated. I mean, that Ohio State team just is really kind of a mess right now. And Iowa, once they hit them there late in the first half, that really just took the Buckeyes out of the game. And like you said, it was a lot different from the last time they played, and that was what they wanted to do.
Yeah, you mentioned the end of the first half, start of the second half, and that's where Iowa really made hay. I think especially good to see Iowa come out of the locker room and kind of finish off Ohio State, because that's not been Iowa's strong suit over the years, that first 3 or 4 minutes. But, boy, they looked good last night.
No, and, I mean, they maintained – because, I mean, when you're up 11 on a team that's wounded like Ohio State is in just in confidence, and just, I mean, you had guys that were physically injured. And when you don't want to let them get back in the game. And Iowa just kind of just kept that motor running in the second half and didn't really let Ohio State make any sort of run. And a lot of that, I mean, I just thought they were better defensively. They kept the offense going. They were hitting shots and really stretching that Ohio State defense. And I just thought that was just a very good second half that they needed to have. Because like you said, they have really struggled in the last, you know, even in some of these wins, they've really struggled in that first couple of minutes of the second half, but they didn't last night.
Northwestern, the darling of the Big Ten this year, one game behind in the loss column. With Purdue, which is kind of struggling a little bit. Now Iowa goes to Evanston. Tough out or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, I mean, the Northwestern team that Iowa saw, you know, a few weeks ago, I mean, that was a team that was coming off a COVID break, had played 4 games in 8 days and was really tired and was, you know, and really out of gas. Since then, they've kind of found themselves again. And, I mean, it's a very good defensive team. They're really good at home. They're playing with a lot of confidence. I mean, you knock off the number one team at home, and then you turn around and you beat Indiana at home. You have a chance now to go for a Big Ten lead, and which nobody would have thought of 3 weeks ago. And so, I mean, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And for Iowa, this is a big game for Iowa, too. I mean, they're tied for third right now. They would be the third seed if the tournament, Big Ten tournament, started today. You know, they have a chance right now to get in, you know, maybe get into second place. Who knows? You know, you want to keep pace of that pack ahead of you there. So it's a big game for Iowa on Sunday. And so they're going to have to play well, because Northwestern's playing really well, especially on the defensive end right now. And it might turn into a grind, and they're going to have to grind with them on Sunday.
It's kind of turning into a 7-man rotation now. For this Iowa basketball team. Josh Dix, you know, anywhere between 3 and 10 minutes a game. Not seeing a whole lot of, or hardly any, of DeSonte Bowen anymore. But it's France got it basically down to 7 now.
Yeah, and I mean, and you kind of knew that was going to come. I mean, it by this time of year, I think you want to have really that, you know, maybe get to 8, maybe get to 9 if you can. But, you know, these are the guys that are playing really well right now. And they're not making mistakes and that sort of thing. And it's been a problem. I mean, he put Bowen and Dix in the game late in the game last night. And immediately, you know, they gave up a couple baskets on the other end and they were out. And, I mean, that was kind of an education that, you know, this is crunch time now. This is when you can't – I mean, you can afford to make mistakes in December and even into January. But you've got to know what you're doing right now. And so I think the guys he has on the floor are the ones he trusts. And you have to earn that trust to be playing this time of year.
You're also there almost always, if not always, for the Iowa women. You know, mm-hmm. They had Megan Gustafson for a number of years, and thought to ourselves, well, we may never see anything like this again. Well, hello, Caitlin Clark. I mean, what about her anyway?
I think I probably wrote, because I was at my old newspaper then, and I probably wrote that Megan Gustafson's scoring record, you know, I mean, all records fall at some point, but this one felt like it was going to be around for a while, and it's probably going to get broken, you know, early next year. And, you know, the thing about Caitlin Clark that I really like about her and just the way she plays, and like the other night against Wisconsin, she didn't need to score 40 points. And so basically her job that whole night was setting up everybody else to score. And she said that after the game, if this was a bigger game, I'm probably doing things differently. But in a game like this, I'm working to get my teammates, because, you know, we're going to need that when we get into March. And I just really like how she plays. It's fascinating to watch, and the vision that she has, and the just the presence that she has. I mean, she's a star. There's no doubt about it, and there's a reason why people are coming to games. And it's, I mean, this is a really good team, and I mean, but she makes it go, and she's the one that's selling a lot of the tickets, I think, and I think that she's just fun to watch.
College game day, women's college game day, coming to Iowa City, and I think people are kind of stoked for that.
Yeah, I mean, when that news came out yesterday, I'm like, if Iowa takes care of its business here in the next couple of games, Indiana's going to beat Purdue. That game is going to be Indiana will have clinched a share of the Big Ten title, but Iowa can grab a share of it that day. It's the last big game before the Big Ten tournament, and you've got the NCAA tournament coming up. You're going to see teams like Indiana in the tournament. I mean, Indiana's as good as anybody. And so it's going to have a big-time feel that a lot of these women's games have had over the last couple of years at Iowa just because of where they've been and what they've been doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this is just going to be a lot of fun.
John, what does baseball look like in Burlington this summer?
They'll be back with the Prospect League. I really like kind of the direction of this league. They've got a new league president. He actually used to work in the Summit League at the college level. This is a league that really is going to start emphasizing player development. They just inked a deal with Rapsodo, and Rapsodo is going to set up all their stuff in every ballpark so players can have analytics that they can take back to their college program. And I think that's going to be really interesting. It's going to pay dividends down the line, and you may get some players from bigger schools that are going to get this opportunity. I like the league. It's a fun league. I mean, it's fun getting to know these kids. I mean, they're not kids, obviously, but, I mean, it's fun getting to know them. And it's fun to see them, trying to reach a dream of playing baseball at a professional level, and they're getting a chance to play in what used to be professional ballparks. And so it's a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this summer. I've had fun the last two summers covering them. It's been great.
With immaculate scorecards. By the way,
yeah. I mean, these things are works of art, and I mean, I think people need to come and watch me, do that. But I love baseball anyway, and it's really been kind of fun to kind of get back to grassroots baseball in my mind, and so I'm looking forward to the summer. I think it's a fun league to cover.
Well, and you got Iowa baseball, of course, kicking off today.
Yeah.
That's always makes things a little bit sunnier and a little warmer in your hearts outside. And
yes.
Rick Heller's team, they lose their number one, but I think they're going to be able to replace him sufficiently. We'll see what Brody Breck does with another year under his belt after football. And this team has the talent to get into the postseason. That's the next step to consistently get there for this program.
Yeah, you can't keep. They always seem to get to that certain point in the year when you've got to like get over that last hump a little bit, and they haven't been able to do that. And I think this is probably one of the most talented teams he's had. You mentioned Brody Breck. I really want to see him pitch well. I mean, 98 mile an hour fastballs don't come along every day. And when you can mix that with another pitch and have command of it, you can be a very special talent. And, he's got the 98. You can't teach 98. But now let's see what he does with the command. Where does he fit in with his pitching staff? Who knows? But I think now is the time to start really seeing consistency out of him to get to that next level, because, 98 is – I saw him last year throw quite a few games, and it's really impressive to see if he starts commanding that and gets another pitch with it, he's going to be as good as anybody in the country.
If that happens, and if Brody Brecht has a very good year with the Iowa baseball team and people start talking with him, is there a chance we've seen the last of Brody Brecht on the football field?
That decision I think is going to have to come at some point. I really do. I mean, because I don't think you can do both. I really don't. But if he thinks he can, he's going to do it. He really wants to make it work. But at some point, I think somewhere along the line, if all that stuff comes together for him and it looks like, then do you really want to risk playing football? And, Iowa's wide receiver room, there is time. There's playing time there for him if he can stay healthy. And that's another thing, too. You know, does that affect his health playing two sports, you know, with the little nagging injuries he's had? So, again, I really think that decision is going to come at some point. And I think, you know, baseball's where he needs to go in my mind, but it's not my decision. So we'll kind of see what happens with the way he throws this year.
I think Ben Keeter disagrees, but point well taken, John.
Well, you know, and I cannot wait to see how that works. Because I think that's going to be a fascinating two-sport athlete to watch, because I think he's going to be just so good at everything. And I think that's going to be really fun to watch that development and see where that goes, because I think he's just an impressive talent all the way around.
Well, if he only spends 14 seconds on the mat, I mean, he really
I mean, it's an easy day for him. You know, it's a little different than playing, you know, a 60-minute football game. So, but no, I really can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see where he contributes on the football field, and I can't wait to see him wrestle at the college level, because I think this will be one of the better stories, I think, in Iowa in the next few years.
We'll look forward to that right there. Hey, before we let you go, two-part question here. Mm-hmm. Number one,
sure.
You see a lot of, fine Summit League basketball. Did you get a chance to see Oral mm-hmm. Roberts, and have they been to Macomb?
Yes.
How good?
Yes, they were there. They were there last week. They're a second weekend team. They could be a second weekend NCAA tournament team. They've got a 7'5" guy that shoots three pointers, and Max Asmus. So that's as good a team as I've seen. And Western really had a chance to get them in the last couple of minutes. They came back from a 20-point deficit and really played well. But that's as good a team as I've seen in that league in a long time.
43 net. For Oral Roberts at 24-4, don't look by him.
Yep.
Don't look by him.
No.
And who wins the Daytona 500? You talk about the toughest thing to pinpoint is the Daytona 500.
Yes, because it could be anybody. You know, all it takes is that one wreck that takes out, you know, all the biggest. I'm going to see Denny Hamlin wins.
Okay.
And I know that's I'm not going far out on a limb because he's always been good there, but I think Denny Hamlin wins.
Everyone in the world would call it rigged if Jimmy Johnson wins this thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If something happens, there will be some claim about it. But, I'm a 43 guy. I grew up a Richard Petty fan, so I'm going to be rooting for Eric Jones. But I think those Toyotas looked really good last night, and Denny Hamlin knows how to win there, and I just think that's who gets it.
I'll take the field.
There you go. Okay.
I think it's going to be Larson. I think Larson gets his first.
Okay.
So I don't know.
We'll
find out coming up. Hey, John, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks for having me on. Talk to you guys later.
You bet. John Bonenkamp. Give him a follow on Twitter, at John Bonenkamp. Does a terrific job with the Hawkeye Nation and IowaCollegeHoops.com, covering baseball, covering women's basketball, you name it.
He's probably upset we didn't ask him about the Dodgers.
There's ample time to talk Dodger baseball with John Bonenkamp. It's probably still a little bit of a sore subject after last year and the loss to the Padres. But we'll get to that. We'll talk with him before that. 3:52, we'll take a final break, come back, and wrap things up here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, America's number one brakes destination. We have the pads, rotors, drums, shoes, and brake fluids to improve your stopping power. Right now, save 15% when you get any two Duralast rotors with a set of Duralast brake pads. Missing a tool? Ask about our free loan-a-tool program and borrow the tools you need to get the job done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the MPD Group 2021. Deposit required for loan-a-tool.
The basketball and hockey seasons are heating up. Baseball is just around the corner, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Our thanks to John Bonenkamp for joining us here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Don't forget the Rising Stars Futures, whatever they're calling it, for the NBA coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. Keegan Murray, the former Hawkeye, will be involved with that. And going to be some Iowa ties throughout the weekend as far as the NBA All-Star Weekend is concerned. So tune in right here on KGYM.
I may listen, but I doubtful I'll watch.
Well, tomorrow we have Iowa State basketball, and Iowa State Kansas State is going to be a honey tomorrow, and we'll have it for you at 12 o'clock with the pregame and a 1 o'clock tip-off from Bramlage Coliseum. Big game in the Big 12. They're all big games in the Big 12 at this point. Iowa State, can they build off the win at home against TCU the other night? And if Kansas State, they're very good at home. Really like that new coaching staff that K-State has over there in Manhattan. Be interesting to see how long with some of these jobs that could be opening up at the end of this year. There could be some plums out there. We mentioned Ohio State. I don't want to see Chris Holtmann go because I think he's done a His resume speaks for itself, but it's what have you done for me lately.
Does Texas have its guy?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some big-time job openings coming up, and I think he's going to be at the head of the line as far as college basketball is concerned. Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. Mention Iowa and Iowa State in action. The NBA All-Star Game we'll talk about all on Monday here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Luca is playing tonight too, says 3790. All right. We'll tune in for that. And here Luca Garza getting in some playing time tonight as well. Like you said, I'm not exactly sure of the format, but tune in. It'll be fun and exciting right there. I already said Kyle Larson's winning the Daytona 500. You're taking the field.
Of course.
40.
I will say, the big one occurs on lap 188.
The first big one or the big one?
The big one.
The big one? I think it's going to be before that. But there will be one at the end. And it's going to be a green-white checkered finish, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me on that one. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we will talk with you on Monday here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking